he's a good example, right? What triggered me to talk about this kind of the topics, because with the pandemic that happened, we created more trash. Like, literally, I'll say probably 10 times four more, because we were packaging everything, right? So I remember going to the airport, going to the lounge. All those food used to be out there, but now this individually packaged stuff. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, Hillary would hate that. Second of all, and it's like not friendly, recyclable packaging. It was like styrofoam stuff, you know, like we were creating a lot more trash than anticipated.
Hey there. Welcome to the Gluten-Free Organic Thoughts Podcast, where you are encouraged to express your natural thoughts and views through casual, meaningful conversations that hopefully can lead to learning and understanding new perspectives. To find out more info, visit www.gfothoughts.com. Now, here are your hosts, Michael Wong and Robert Din. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another great episode of Gluten-Free Organic Thought Podcast. My name is Michael, and always with me, Robert.
How's it going, guys? Welcome back. Welcome back. Just after our live episode, like 1 year anniversary. This is our Woo-hoo! First one.
Over 1 year now.
Over 1 year with the two of us. Wow, it's crazy.
Yeah, now time flies, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Robert, what are you drinking today?
Today, I am drinking iced coffee that I made.
No alcohol?
I didn't make it. But it's a blue bottle that they give you, like the cold brew, and then you just have to pour in like half and half or some sort of milk into it.
So no Kahlua, no alcohol at all?
No, I don't have any more Kahlua. I'm out. Like, I can get some more.
There we go. All right. I am drinking Pinot Grigio, whatever they call this.
Pellegrino.
Yeah. So someone had left a bunch of these in my house, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to go this go to waste. I hate carbonated drinks first place, especially carbonated water.
Wait, is it flavored?
Yeah, this is coffee flavor. I thought, oh, you know what? I like coffee. This might be taste really good. Hang on, how can I see this? Can you see this? Yeah.
Yeah, you got plenty of fit in front of your
face.
There
you go. Yeah. I thought it would taste really good, coffee flavor. And it says gently caffeinated. Okay, you know what?
I don't know what that means. What does that even mean, gently caffeinated?
Well, first of all, it's zero calories, which is great, right, for a mineral water. Because it's generally caffeinated, means only 30 milligrams of caffeine, so less than a third of cup of coffee. Okay.
Lightly caffeinated. I thought you said carbonated. Okay, yeah, lightly caffeinated. That makes sense.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it says generally caffeinated, but it is a carbonated mineral water. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? First of all, I hate carbonated water in general, but I didn't want to go to the waste.
I agree. I hate all that.
But you know
stuff.
What, coffee flavor? I'm gonna give it a try. God, this is nasty.
Yeah, I really don't like any of those. I do like the San Pellegrinos that are like, I don't know, they're different flavors, but it's not like the zero calorie BS carbonated water. It's actually like carbonated like juice and stuff. Like,
is it to mix alcohol with?
No, I don't know, I just drink it by itself. There's like lemonade and stuff. It's actually pretty good.
You know what I'm talking about, right? That's those sparkling water that
I hate all of those sparkling.
Even the flavor ones like lemonade. They're pretty good.
Like LaCroix and all that trash. Like, it's all trash to me.
Well, it's pretty good to mix alcohol with it, I know. So people like to mix vodka with that easily. Tequila, to be honest.
It's all trash.
All right. Well, so today we have a very interesting episode. Today's topic is talk about pretty much trashing our earth. So the question is, would our species, the human beings, would ever clean up the earth after ourselves before it's too late?
Yeah. Will we ever do it?
Yeah. Will we ever do it first? Yeah.
As like everyone in total.
At least hold us up accountable for it. Right.
I think we're getting there. I feel like we're getting there. Like, I feel like there was a long time. There was like, what was it, like 1900 years of the U.S.? I guess it's way longer than that, but just of 1900, it's like up to like the 1900s, 2000s, like we were all like just like, who cares, and just doing whatever. And then now recently we're like, oh, this is actually killing the planet, like we should change what we're doing.
Yeah, but we still, the funny thing that we can say about it, but our action doesn't represent that, you know. So what triggered
what
me
do you mean what do you mean our actions don't represent?
So here's a good example, right? What triggered me to talk about this kind of the topics, because with the pandemic that happened, we created more trash. like literally I'll say probably 10 times four more, because we're packaging everything, right? So I remember going to the airport, going to the lounge, all those food used to be out there, but now this individually packaged and stuff. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, Hillary would hate that. Second mm-hmm. of all, and it's like not friendly, recyclable packaging. It was like styrofoam stuff, you know, like we were creating a lot more trash than anticipated. Obviously, all those restaurants wanted to go boxes, things like that, you know. So, and I realized also going after a conference, no one picked up anything in the floor. Going to the beach recently.
Wait, what? What do you mean? You went to the conference and nobody yeah. picked up stuff off the floor?
People did they just do that trash before the floor. That?
Did they do anything before that?
Well, usually...
Well, you go to a conference before?
Well, at least people were cleaner about it, but I feel like...
Okay, so now people are just more... You think people are more polluting the earth more now after the pandemic?
Not necessarily polluting more, just that because they had the ability to do so because everything's individual package, right, still. And so that hasn't changed yet, right? And so therefore, there's more opportunities to throw stuff away. Like, I just went to the beach a couple of weeks ago, and I went for a run. The amount of garbage that I encountered in the morning in the sand, it was mind-blowing. Like, I was just surprised about that, you know? Mm-hmm. And never, ever when I ran the beach that morning, like, never encountered that much trash. And so it could be a pandemic change. It could just someone just threw a festival, a party the night before the beach. I don't know what it was. But it was just sad to see that. And so United States, I guess, you know, California is a different topic. New York's a different topic. I feel like certain states have done a better job, perhaps, of, you know, focusing on waste management, focusing on technology for that, trying to create business culture behind that. But I don't think overall United States has done a great job at that, though.
Yeah, but I feel like it's the topic of it's a big topic all around, everywhere you go. Like, if in the, like,
you're talking about globally or United States?
No, in the United States, right? Like, globally, like, it's a whole different story too. Like there's different stuff, but like, I think in the US, like, yeah. global warming has been a thing that's been on the politics debates for a long time. Yeah, now.
Global warming is one thing, but I'm talking about just waste and just,
but that's part of it, right? Like, global warming and trashing, like our trash situation, recycling, that's all part of it.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second, right? Okay, so United States, right? Do you think our culture embraces it, or actually kind of like that, like, just don't even care?
I think it depends on where you go in the US.
I think overall culture don't care.
If you're like the people who are educated,
yeah,
they care more.
Of course, yes. I guess they see the impact.
I think if they make it so that it's convenient to recycle and do all this stuff, then people are willing to do it. It's just they won't go out of their way, and I'm very much the same way. Like, if it's like when I was living in Florida, there's a trash can that where you take all your trash to, and the recycling is all the way across the other side of the apartment complex.
Yeah.
If that's the case, like, I'm not going all the way across to go recycle. Like, it's just too, like, why would I go in a big circle around the apartment complex?
So people are lazy in general, you're saying?
I think that's in general, people are.
So do you think that if they get penalized or hurts a wallet, you think they'd be more active at it?
Sure, but how are you gonna impact that? How are you gonna do it? I don't know how you would implement that, but if they put everything next to each other,
yeah.
people separate stuff, right? Like, people will do it. They'll separate stuff and they'll throw it if it's convenient, yeah. but if it's not convenient, they're just gonna throw it all in the trash.
But it's not just necessarily recycle, right? It's about the reusing part of that too. Also, it's about not actually creating more waste too, right? Part of that. Like, it's just not just, recycle is one thing, right? But I'm talking about overall culture. Like, do we think about that kind of? You think an average person does think about that kind of stuff? I don't think so. I just personally don't think they do.
I mean, I think if you made stuff that if they thought about it during when they're getting things, right? And if it was more broadly, like, if there was more
it's a social thing, like,
knowledge guess, about it,
yeah,
or like they taught more about it, then people would. But they're not gonna go out of their way. Like, I know. Like, I live in California, and yeah. I know. But even if I go to the trash, to the trash thing,
yeah.
and the recycling thing doesn't work, yeah. I'm gonna throw it in the trash. Like it's that's how it works. Like I'm not going to go out of my way to do it, even though I know, and even though everything is right there. If it doesn't work, I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to.
So here's the thing, right? So for me, I think it starts culturally. It starts at home. You're right. I think part of it is convenience as well. Here's an example. I'm just, you know, I remember watching the World Cup in Russia. I think Japan against somebody. Japan lost dramatically, and like I think like 3-0 or something like that. I remember, even though after they lost, the Japanese people were picking up themselves at the stadium. And this made it global news-wise. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. But apparently, when we dug into this more, the Japanese people at their own stadiums, when they, you know, in Japan, they do that themselves. So it's a cultural thing, right?
Yeah.
So seeing that, you know, a culture doing that, even though it's not even their house, it's mind-blowing. I that's what I'm saying. Like, I think just that aspect alone, cleaning up after themselves, that's just... it's hard to teach, and I don't think, and I don't know how you even impact the United States to do that.
No, I don't think it's possible unless there's like a bigger shift. Like, I don't know how you would affect that culture.
Yeah,
like that. I don't know. Yeah, Japan is
it's crazy, right? Like
that. Japan is like
it was. Listen, it was inconvenient for them to do that. First of all, it was a waste of their time to do that for all, and they didn't. They did not get any benefits out of that besides cleaning themselves. Yes, you know, it just shows them that, man, there are better human beings than most people are. You know what I mean? think about others. That's what I'm saying. It comes down to that. So
you think they're better people or you
no,
think
No, I'm just saying.
It's also like their culture would shame them if they didn't. So there's repercussions to not doing it. It's not like, oh, they're better people.
Think it's an image thing? Is an image...
Yeah, it's definitely part of the image, right? If they go to a stadium, right?
Yeah.
If they're going to their stadium, they go to a match and then they don't clean up after themselves,
yeah,
they're gonna get shamed for it, for sure.
I wouldn't mind to get shamed for it if I don't clean myself after go to stadium.
And I agree, like that's I'm okay with it. It's just I don't think that they're better people because they're doing this.
Not, but
it's because their culture is built is like pushing them in that way.
That's true.
Right.
I mean, from an outside perspective, you know, it looks like at least they think about more than themselves in a sense. But you're right. It could be a cultural thing. It's an image thing. But listen, they're in Russia. There's nobody shaming them about that.
No, once it's part of the culture, like that's different.
Right? No matter where they go.
No matter where they are, they're going to be Japanese. Like wherever we go, we're going to be American. Like that's how it works.
Yeah, I mean, and then Americans, to be honest with you, if you travel outside the United States, we're known as slobs. We know that we throw trash everywhere and stuff like that. Like, they're known for that. And it was just kind of a sad image, to be honest with you, too.
I mean, because over here, we expect someone to come pick it up afterwards.
Yeah, and that makes it look like a spoiled brat, too. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, and listen, I mean, going to Europe, too, I realized also, like, in a smaller country with a lot of dense population, they tend to be cleaner because they have no choice. You know, and so they're willing to invest more money and sophisticated to do waste management. Like, I think like one of the leading countries, I think it's Germany. Germany is like, it's crazy, like how much they have done over there just to, you know, here. And let me post this link for you. I think like overall, like 56% of their stuff, it's it was able to recycle 50%. Here's some crazy stats here. And it's crazy how much money and time some of those countries, you know, post. And they talk about, you know, they were able to break down the different kind of waste and how they are associated to, you know, manage the proper waste, you know. And I realized they also have different programs. You know, some of the noticeable countries that does similar thing as, you know, Austria is one of them. South Korea is another one, too. You know, Switzerland is definitely up there, too. But, like, I feel like those countries who have more dense population, I guess, impacts them more. And this is why we see like California, New York, because those are dense cities, you know, states. We notice that, hey, you know what? We need to actually handle something because it impacts us right away. Mm-hmm. And for like states like, you know, Georgia or whatever, Mississippi, like they're a little bit more or less dense. So therefore, it's not a highest priority because it's not impacting them at all.
Yeah. They don't have like landfills that they're just like.
Or limited, yeah.
Piling up. Like I feel like if we're throwing everything away here in California or New York, like those landfills fill up pretty quick. So then finding a way to reduce that is a necessity, right?
Yeah. And it's also, I mean, keep this in mind, they make the they make a business out of this too. They make some cash, serious cash behind this. Like, there's an article that I found, like, they make some serious cash opportunity out of this sometimes. Because if you, I mean, I feel like this, if there's a will, there's a way, right? And so I think Germany just did some crazy, like, hang on, what was the stats for this behind this? Like, they, I mean,
if the government is willing to shell out some money for infrastructure, then people will do it, right? Like, it's like a money making opportunity. They're gonna do it, and then they'll find a way to monetize it afterwards.
Well, the thing is that though, like, they made money using their waste to create energy, right? I think they save up their up to $3.7 billion per year or something like that, just from recycling and you know, using that waste to create energy. That's a lot of money, $3.7 billion. You know how much, if we could do that in the United States for each of the states, you know how much money, how much debt deficit we could, how, you know how much we can destroy our debt by, like, just reduce our debt, you know?
Yeah, but it needs infrastructure, right? And it
correct
needs,
it needs an investment in infrastructure.
It needs investment into it, and unless we get that, there's no way we can, like, implement it.
So, I mean, what would it take for the federal government to push this?
How much would it take to build out one of these plants?
I don't know, to be honest with you. It depends on the technology, how far, because some of the technology has been, given by some of the countries have been out there doing that longer than us. So
yeah, and I think like right now we're like California has their that has like money that they're just like throwing into recycling, and that's why they've done so much more than someone like Florida or Georgia, right? Yeah. Like, it's they've been putting money into it, and then that like that's what we need the funds to like put towards it.
Yeah, but also knowing that obviously funds, education behind that. I remember going to San Francisco. I remember like I remember trying to separate the what's called the waste food, stuff like that before, and people would just give me a weird look if you put the wrong tray and put in the wrong
space. There was a lady at one of the festivals that we went to that was yelling at people for putting stuff in the wrong spot, and like, yeah, all right, like,
it works though. It forces people to do the right thing, right? But also that lady is getting paid to do that, right? It costs money to do that too, so it's kind of like, you know, kind of enforcing that too as well. You need money to enforce it as well.
Yeah,
so because ultimately though, it's a habit that we got to build. The question is though, is it too late for the United States people and folks to build a habit?
What do you mean too late? Like, how long do we have? Like, that's the question.
No, I mean, listen, I'm just saying, like,
well, if we do it in 10,000 years, is it too late?
Too late. It could be too late.
Like, what's the too late time period? Like, you're saying too late, like there's a time horizon, and like you have to give me a time horizon.
I'm pretty sure there's a time horizon in a sense that when it's like the ocean gets too polluted, right? We can't go back, you know, to, you know. I'm sure there's a timeline, because it's been over, like, you know, over, when was the industrial age started? Like,
I don't know. In the 1900s? It was up until like 2000. Like, I don't know. When was Al Gore talking about pollution? Because like that's when
early 2000s.
Yeah, that's when we first started like trying to like actually think about something like this, right? Like, most people weren't thinking about the earth at all, or like any type of waste stuff until then. So I think we're relatively new in the space in general. But then there's also like maybe we'll get to the point where our water is so polluted that we can't do it anymore. And then it'll create like a COVID like pandemic where everyone's starts putting money into it. And then we'll find a more efficient way to even clean everything up.
So it takes something to hurt us first for us to realize before.
No, I'm not saying that that's how it is, but I'm saying like,
as a wake-up call.
Saying that we have like a time horizon, that might
but we
be...
We do though. I mean, we just don't know how long, obviously. But we do though. Probably, you know?
No, I get it. I'm just saying, like, too late, I don't understand the concept, because it could be that, maybe we only have like 5,000 more years of this, maybe 1,000 more years, who knows? But then our technology also could outperform, and that never gets there, right? Like, I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, we could put a man to the fucking moon. We can't do this, clean up our stuff to ourselves. That's how it comes down to, right? We can't think of a business idea of how to. We can.
Yeah, but those rockets that got us up to the moon, those went into the ocean.
Yeah, and wait, it's a waste. Listen, Elon did a smart job to make them recyclable, and not only that, they're reusable, and only that, it saved them money. See,
mm-hmm.
But that became a sense of urgency, though, as a business idea. You see what I'm saying? Like, there has to be a sense of urgency to do this. Listen, waste management is a billion trillion dollar industry, literally in the United States alone. It's ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a business, right? I mean, there are probably mafias of waste management companies out there. they probably don't even want this to be pushed sometimes, to be honest with you, because maybe drive them out of business. Who knows?
Probably, yeah.
You know,
but also, like, we're talking about the U.S., but
yeah.
I think most of the waste in the world comes from, like, China and India, right?
There's, yeah, well, India hasn't not done a good job on that as
so,
well.
So, like, yeah. It's not even on us to do it.
I feel like China at least is stepping up. Like, at least they're trying to show something. They're trying to push initiatives over there. But for China to shift left and right in terms of, like, trying to, like, move the needle point, they're big, but I feel like they can push it. Like, they can fucking build a building in 48 hours, let's just say, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pretty sure they can push the envelope if they wanted to, you know?
Yeah, if they wanted to. Like, yeah. that's like air pollution. If the U.S. wanted to, they could do it too. Like, yeah. Like everyone, if they were, like, getting them to want to is the
like issue. Like, China cleaned up the air pollution literally before the Olympics, dramatically. It took them four years to do it, but they did it. And how much money they put into it? They literally nailed down on carbon footprint on those manufacturing. They went to send inspector to those manufacturing. You know, they gave them like a year timeline to fix this stuff. Like, literally, they cramped down really hard. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, we're not the only ones here.
Well, no,
that
I agree.
That needs to change. It's also other countries in the world.
I just hope it doesn't take a pandemic to us to realize, oh shit, we gotta do change. You know, we gotta pivot.
I don't know. I think COVID is the first time I've seen the whole world get together and like try to fucking figure something out.
To be cleaner,
to figure something out, right? Just like, I don't know. When's the last time something like this happened? It's hard to pinpoint.
I guess that our generation is aware of. What you mean, or in general?
I don't know, in general. Like, when's the last time the whole world came together to try to stop something?
No, not much. Most of the time, it's like it was SARS versus Asia or whatever happened in Europe before too, but nothing worldwide together.
Yeah, no, like, and even SARS, like, that was China, right? Yeah. Asia, whatever. Like, we didn't get involved with that at all. So, I feel like we need to, as humanity, need to have a plan together.
I could be together on it
because otherwise we're going to be doing all the stuff that we can. And then we're still waiting for India and China and Russia and like whoever, I don't know who's like who the biggest polluters are, but like, like whoever, we're going to be waiting for someone else. They're still talking.
Well, also I keep this in mind, obviously third world country as well, where they don't have the infrastructure and the money to even do that. Right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you want to get as a humanity, you know, obviously as you want to get everyone involved, and money's going to come to talk for a while. You know, I wish, you know, in the sense that at least not just from a global scale, first, just individual person, like we as human beings, we just need to stop being an asshole that's trashing our earth. You know, in a sense, like think about the stuff that we use at least more, at least create that awareness more.
I think instead of like putting like drug dealers in jail, we should put people who throw stuff on the trash in jail. Like we should
extreme penalty.
I feel like that's like you throw stuff on the beach. Like if someone sees you throw something on the beach and you record it, send it to the police, they can take them to jail for 2 days. I'm okay with that.
But give them a
ridiculous $2,000 penalty, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. Fine, right? I'm okay with that. You're like, I'm okay with that type of like penalties. Yeah. That rather than like throwing like drug dealers in jail or like people who just have hold on to like marijuana, like 1 ounce of marijuana, you put in jail.
Oh yeah, true, yeah.
Like those like menial crimes, but like this is actually like this will like we can actually like save the environment as well as make money for us.
Yeah, it may make money, but also make people twice before they do it.
And it'll actually like stop people from polluting. Yeah.
That's true.
Well, actually, I don't know. Like, because people still doing drugs and they go to jail. So, will it really stop anyone? This seems like a better cause than I think.
It is a better cause. And plus, not only that, though, it's a moneymaker. On top of that, it will make people think twice before they litter.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure, though. Yeah.
Yeah. And especially on, like, I don't know, like, in a lot of populated areas, there's like, people coming and cleaning up and stuff. But, like, I feel like on beaches and in like our national parks and things like that, like
dude, national parks, man, it's so sad. Like,
I don't want to be climbing up a rock or like a mountain and I see like all this trash like littered around. Like it seems ridiculous. Like that's like, I don't know. I don't even know how to manage that. Maybe we need like drones flying around everywhere, just like recording us.
It may happen easily, you know? So, and the thing is that what country was it that, Singapore, wasn't it? They if you find chewing gum somewhere, yeah. Like it was, yeah, what was the law behind that? I forgot.
No, if you go to Singapore, there's no gum allowed at all. Yeah. Right? There's no gum allowed.
And but what was the littering law there though? Like a big littering law. What was it? Like it's like $500 something like that? I forgot. Singapore.
I don't know, but there's also caning in Singapore. I remember going to Singapore and I didn't want to do anything wrong because there's like public caning. Like they'll take you out and like beat you with a cane. Like that's one of the punishments. That's one of the punishments. Yeah. That's all like, but like Singapore is one of the cleanest countries I've ever been to.
It works, right?
Yeah. One of the cleanest countries I've ever been to. It works perfectly. And it might even just be, it might be just like the areas that are like public and like,
yeah,
maybe out where there's people like living, it's not like that. But wherever you went, like in the city, it was immaculately clean. I have never seen any place that was so clean than when I went to Singapore.
Crazy. So here's this latest Singapore law here. So just throwing trash out, whether it's a wrap or little cigarette butts, first time offender is $300. Holy crap! Before they get they get sent to the court. If you throw out bigger items, you can get good. You can go. They make you clean up an area. They just give you. You're penalized. You gotta clean up an area. They don't even give you a second chance. Man, if you throw a bigger item, that's so crazy.
Jaywalking.
Jaywalking, yeah, it's another one. Not flushing. Wow. If they find out that you don't flush properly, that's crazy.
Did they tell you what the punishments are for all of these, or is it just
it's some of them. That's crazy though. But still though, like no, anyway, like
Singapore is serious about their stuff. That's crazy.
Listen, I'm okay with if they cane somebody just to the littering, I'm okay with that.
I've been saying I don't agree with this no cruel and unusual punishment. I'm totally down for cruel and unusual punishment.
Human rights, man. Human rights, buddy.
I've been saying that for a long time.
Human rights.
People don't agree with me.
we're Asian, so that's different too, you know. So. All right, we're gonna wrap this episode up with our funny XMBC session. Robert, what do you have for us today?
Oh, I have a few things that we could talk about.
Go ahead.
I saw this on Reddit. That seems pretty interesting. So it's this picture of Newsweek and an article that came out that says Chile counts those who died of coronavirus as recovered because they no longer are contagious.
Wait, what? Chile counts those who died as recovered.
So if you died from coronavirus, you're recovered because you're not contagious anymore.
Technically, it's true.
Technically, the truth. Yeah, that's the caption. Technically, it's true.
Oh, that's so ridiculous.
And I looked it up. There is actually articles on it.
Okay, that's so ridiculous. Okay. That's so bad, but okay, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's just oh my god. I was like, man, this is crazy. Well, technically you're right. It's you aren't contagious anymore if you died. So I guess that's true.
Oh man. Okay, well, my thing, I think they just removed it. No.
They just removed it?
Oh, here. I think I took a snapshot of this, but all right, I'll show you mine. I literally just took a screenshot of it before they removed it. So let me send this to you. So pretty much it's a lady, for those who are not watching us on YouTube or on our website. So pretty much it's literally a lady, just, I guess she's working. And it literally says, she's wearing this t-shirt. And it's a pink t-shirt. and it says, "Punch me in the face. I need to feel alive." That's the t-shirt, like literally caption. And obviously in the Reddit post, it says, where do I find this t-shirt?
Oh my God.
I feel like she's working, right? This looks, she's bagging groceries, some of that, something like that. Like she, her face expression, she looks like, okay, another day, you know. Said, punch me in the face. I need to feel alive. Someone made a shirt that says that.
Yeah, let me show this to people. Oops.
Yeah, that's so random. Oh my God.
Yeah, she seems like she's working.
Man, I guess she's supposed to be. I mean, do you think she bought that shirt on purpose?
Yeah, for sure. Or I don't know. It's a free t-shirt. They don't know.
They don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Maybe it's Asia. It looks like it's in a flea market too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, man. I don't think she knows what she's wearing.
It's possible. Oh my God.
You know?
No. That's funny because they do sell. They do have those funny shirts that people do wear sometimes. But
you know what I need to do, Robert? I need to start a funny shirt e-commerce store. You know, and it's from random stuff like this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know.
How are you? I mean, I guess you could do it. There's a lot of stuff like this.
Just different captions, though. You know, just different mm-hmm. funny things.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's just too funny. Oh man. All right, you got one more for us?
Oh, you want another one?
Just one more for us. Yeah, one more.
Oh, maybe this will go into like the rant site, right?
Yeah.
Might be more rant-ish. But I saw this and I was like, "Where?" I feel so incompetent after this article. Let me pull up
what's
up. Here, let me show you this. So this is showing like this guy Johnny Kim.
Yeah.
It says at age 36,
he's Navy
SEAL, a Harvard doctor, and now he's he's gonna be an astronaut.
Yeah.
And it just makes you feel like, man, what have we been doing with our lives? He's 1 year older than us.
I think he went to the Navy or Army first for that, and then I think after that, after the Navy served, he went to school.
Yeah, he graduated from Harvard in 2017.
Yeah,
and then
wasn't he a medic? I think he was also a medic in the Army. That's how I think that's why he went. I remember reading his profile, but something like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy though. Navy SEAL, Harvard doctor, astronaut, 36 years old.
Man, imagine you gotta marry somebody like that, and you gotta keep up. The wife has to keep up, some, you know.
Maybe she doesn't. Maybe he doesn't want someone who keeps up with him.
I don't know. You'd be surprised, like, because if you're that motivated, you want someone to be.
Maybe somebody. You want someone who's just a support.
Chill.
Who wants to support you? Like, who's supportive?
You think his parents are proud of him?
Nah. No way. He's Asian. There's no way.
Or it's not enough, right? It's
at least
not
enough. At least he hasn't heard it from them.
It's not enough, right? It's not enough. Yeah, it's crazy. I think he's training for the moon landing for 2024 in 2 years or something like that. You know, it's if you read the comments. One of the comments says, "I got second place in cornhole once. Does that count?" And then the following comment says, "I watched cornhole tournament once." Dude, this comment is ridiculous here. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's always the funniest.
I have one more funny thing. I didn't want to share this, but I feel like now this is kind of funny. And so, is this pretty much a picture of a racing horse image? Well, two racing horse images. You know, and the title says, what kind of racing is this? It's pretty much one racing horse humping another racing horse. Like, I think maybe at the end of the race or at the beginning of the race, you can't tell. But
oh
still.
Oh my God. This is in Japan.
Is it Japan? Yeah, right? I thought so too, right?
I mean, well, the words on the horses is Japanese, right?
Or it could be Japanese horses. You never know.
It could be Japanese horses.
You know, it could be, I think you're right. I think it could be Japan though. You're right. So
if you can't beat them, fuck them.
Literally, I might as well breed them, right? Oh man, this is too funny. I just showed that. I was like, it's just funny. All right, so go ahead, Robert. What is your vent today?
I think that was my vent. Like, oh my God, like we're not doing enough. I feel or maybe some people just ruin the curve for everyone else. it's I mean,
you do have those high overachievers. So
I was told that when I was in school, in like middle school and high school, I was ruining the curve. But this guy went above and beyond and killed us.
Wait, were you ruining the curve the good way or the bad way?
It was always a good way, or I don't. What is a good way? Like, I did so poorly that that the scores. I think in like elementary school and like the first couple years of middle school, I didn't get less than 100 on anything. Yeah. So it just ruined the curve for everybody.
So that's a bad way. Okay.
Yeah. It was me. Well, I was competing with another kid. So like the two of us never missed anything.
You guys ruined it for everybody else.
We ruined it for everyone else. But this guy went above and beyond and was like, hey, you know what? I'm a hold my beer. That's
listen. After senior year of high school, I realized, you know what? I'm not that smart. So I'm okay with it. I can be terms with it. I'm just gonna work a little bit hard. That's it. You know, I'm not that smart at all. So I can't compete with every other Asian out there. So
yeah, I guess that's true. we had to come to that realization eventually.
I came to the realization really early. I'm telling you. Yeah. So my vent is that, man. You know, sometimes some days where you just tend to forget stuff. Like, for me, I say probably the last 2 months or so, my memory started to fail me, man. Like, I used to be really good and really sharp at stuff. Like, I would memorize, okay, you know what? This is date, is this, you know, I know, okay, this is upcoming. Like next week, oh, it's my friend's birthday. I know, like, I didn't even have to write it down. I knew it was coming, right? Like, I didn't even have to look anything. Like, I already knew it, but then the last 2 months, man, let me tell you, like, it started failing me. Like, I totally forgot one of my movies moving out tomorrow. I was like, crap. I'm like, until I literally got home today, I'm like, wait, why did boxes? I'm like, oh no, he's moving out tomorrow. And I was supposed to, you know, take him out to dinner or something. I'm like, mm-hmm. like he's moving to New York. I'm like, I feel such an asshole for just forgetting about that, you know? Like,
yeah.
And I kind of saw that coming a little bit when I started forgetting stuff. So I started writing stuff down now, you know, like, you know, I have a little my agenda now and stuff. I write stuff down. I never look at it.
Yeah. That's the worst part. Like, that's the worst part. I write it down. I never go back and like see.
I never look at it. And then unless I put it in my calendar as a reminder, I tend to forget about it.
Yeah.
But it's frustrating because you know, you're getting older. I'm like, damn, I wish I still got that. I want that back.
It's also like there's more stuff going on in our lives nowadays, right? So,
I don't know. I feel like for me, it's been more boring.
It's more boring?
Like, it's been more chill than used to. Like, think about this, right? In college, we used to do a lot more, I feel like.
Yeah, but there's also a lot less important stuff going on. It was a lot more like we're like, there's like parties and stuff, or like meeting people and stuff. Like, that's not like super, super important, but like we have stuff that we're like focused on. We have work that we have to get done. We have like stuff like finances that we need to figure out, like things that we're like taking up a lot of our brain power. Whereas in college, we're like, oh, we're just going to parties. Like that was the focus, right? Doing like going to school, like that was the focus. It wasn't as much.
Well, I guess the items that we're focusing on was less stressful.
Yeah, I think that's one piece of it. But also, we're getting older and we're forgetting stuff all the time. Like I'm
just mad though. But I was like, damn, I'm forgetting stuff. You know, like so sometimes you know what you forget where you put your keys. I'm like, what the hell did I put my keys? I'm like, it's bad. It really is sometimes. Yeah. You know, like
I've never been one to like lose keys, but when I do, I get so mad.
He says why?
Like I get so angry because I'm like, oh man, like I haven't lost my keys in like 3 years, and today of all, it's always like the worst time to lose keys.
Yeah, I know.
And like, oh man, today of all days, why? Where could it be? And you look everywhere, and you're like, oh, it's. Yeah,
it's frustrating.
It's so frustrating.
Like today, you know, when I was before I started recording this podcast, you know, I always grab a bunch of keys together with me because I know I forget it sometimes, but I grab a bunch of keys with me, and obviously I didn't double check which keys I had with me, and I just, you know, and I once I got that at my office today, I'm like, damn it! I mean, really? I got so angry at myself. I'm like, how do I not check for this? I'm like,
yeah.
I had to go back and get my keys, and I realized, the reason why I didn't grab my keys because I dropped it. I dropped into the floor, and I realized it fell to the floor. Mm-hmm. I was just so mad. I was like, oh my god.
All right, but Mike, so what is the reasoning between like you say you remember stuff really well, but then like we'll text you stuff and you won't remember what we texted you.
See, I also realized the also selective memory.
Selective memory. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, no, it really is. So it depends how much attention I pay into. Sometimes I tend to do 2-3 things at a time, which like when I'm having like conversation wise, it's a bad habit. And I know it's a bad habit sometimes. So where I'm having like 4 or 5 conversations at the same time, uh-huh. I'm kind of half-assed and paying attention to certain things. Uh-huh. And then I realize, I know he said it somewhere. Did he really say that? Let me ask him again just in case he said that.
You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's bad.
And sometimes it's like 2 lines above what we
just said. And I'm lazy to scroll back up.
Because and like you didn't even read what we just talked about and you just asked again.
Or 5-6 lines has gone by.
Yeah, it could be up further. Up further. And but there's been times when it's like, that was the last thing we talked about. And then you asked again. I was like, oh, what the heck? But and then I don't know, Mike, maybe you just don't care about your roommate going to New York. Maybe
no, it's, I that's, care,
the,
you know,
that's
I,
the selective memory coming in.
No, I care. Listen, if you're hearing this roommate, I care about you. Okay, I care about you.
Maybe he's like, oh, he's leaving me. I'm blocking him out for life. That's it.
I'm sad he's leaving me. You know,
selective memory.
No, but I've been better at it right now. I'm trying to focus on, you know, try to not multitask. But also, I feel like as we get older, multitasking doesn't work as much as it used to be. I feel like it used to be more effective when I was younger. But now, I think, like you said, right? The tasks that we do, it just takes more brain power.
Yeah, it's like you're multitasking on
heavy stuff
on that's heavy heavier. Stuff. Yeah. And then you can't like it's not really good to put so little mental powers on both at the same time. Yeah,
I agree. All right, well, that's my vent. Folks who are listening to us on YouTube or watching us on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button right below. Leave a comment. Yeah.
Smash that like button. Leave us some comments. Tell us what you're doing for the environment. What we can do as a society to help this bullshit. so that we don't die. Like we don't have to like resort to what is that Pixar movie with the,
Wall-E, right?
Wall-E. We don't need Wall-E.
I don't
to come
be like
and,
that.
You know,
I know. Seriously. Yeah. That's a horrible way to go out as a human being, man. We're all stuck in a shuttle for like thousands and thousands of years until the earth cleans itself or something like that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know?
Oh man. But yeah, but if you're listening or on YouTube, leave us some comments.
Yep.
Tell us what your thoughts are. If you're listening to us on any of the podcast apps like Apple Podcasts or Spotify, go ahead and like us on there.
Follow us, subscribe.
And if you want to listen to any of our podcasts, they're all on our website, www.gfothoughts.com.
Okay, until next time, everybody. Take it easy. Peace.
All right, peace, y'all.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Gluten-Free Organic Thoughts Podcast. As always, we appreciate you. If you are watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to subscribe to our channel, like this episode, and leave us a comment. If you are listening to us, please leave us your honest review on your preferred podcast listening platform. And as always, you can find us on social media at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at GFOTThoughts. Drop a comment and give us some feedback. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, see you then.